Hi everyone, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and whatever time zone you are, wherever you are in the world, I'm wishing that everyone is happy and yeah, safe as well. So it's been a long time, I guess. It's almost November, about to complete a finish, and we are heading towards Christmas and end of this year. So I have learned a lot of things in this particular duration, and I mean this particular time. So what I want to share with you today, after doing all those things which I have been doing in my career, in my life, I decided to now look forward to go to explore new world, a different part of this world, like UK. So for further studies, eventually it's my master's degree in UK that I'm looking forward to join in September 2021. I'm doing a lot of research specifically for UK culture, education, lifestyle and career aspects as well. But in these particular duration when I'm doing these kind of research, I'm learning a lot of things, especially for myself, what I really like about, what I don't like about, and what I need to change, and especially for how to adopt anything. Like if I don't know or I am not aware about anything or something which I need to have in my life, and how much I can dive into that particular process, that makes a big difference, and that makes sense to me, and that might sense to everyone who's ever is trying to get somewhere in his or her life. So if I talk about what I'm doing, okay, because obviously most of the people or a student who is in my age who might think about to go colleges or university or think to take a little bit of break in this particular zone, and once everything gets better, then he or she will join colleges or career as well. But I have learned one thing. Learning is one such skills that is never ending, and that is where I found my some sort of love, a hidden love that I really love about reading and exploring this particular ecosystem, like a zone. I'm not annoyed, especially. I am just a normal guy, but yeah, I cannot keep myself distanced from with books or from education system. And why it is so that? Because I have experienced so much in my life, and I experience this thing as well, that wherever I fall and wherever I want to go, the education and my learning is the only best weapon or best thing to proclaim myself, and that gives me a little bit of energy or hope or motivation to excel in my life. That is why I firmly believe learning is never ending process, and by the time you get yourself better or you understand this particular concept, it always advisable that it is better to keep it doing it until unless you are not getting into it. So I'm doing research about university. I have been attending online counseling session. I'm practicing about letter of recommendation, statement of purpose, and all those aspects that is making my particular profile strong for my course that I'm looking forward to join in September. I hope I can make it, and the big challenge is, let's see what I will turn out of it. And why I'm recording it, so this is a very good question, okay, so this is, as I mentioned, that I love recording my voice, and I do listen it whenever I get time, just to recap whatever I have recorded, because it is writing is best option if you are aware about the journaling part, where you keep your diary and you write whatever comes in your mind every day, and that is how you judge assess yourself in terms of learning progress And for me, this is one thing which makes me like really cool stuff. I can record it and I can save it for myself and even for future as well. It seems like, okay, it sounds really, really great and happy as well. So that is why I'm recording it. And yeah. And one more thing, if anybody really listened this far of my voice, or if you really like my anything that you find it is really good one, or if you have any suggestion for me to share or to improve upon, do share your feedback. Oh yeah, do share your feedback so that I would be able to understand that whether I'm doing it correctly or correct way or not. Anyway, it is not professional podcast now. Most people are doing it as a profession, but it is just my hobby that I love to record my voice and the message that I like to share with the people that I'm what I'm going through and what I'm doing. Because I believe book teaches us a lot of things, because book is also written by someone's experience. And the podcast that I'm doing, it is something called experience podcast. So whatever I'm experiencing, whatever I'm doing, it's just a matter of information, or it might help somebody. I heard about it. People always help somebody, or experience teaches a particular person a lot rather than just teaching him in the class. That is where I found it, like, it is okay to record it for my own benefit or for other person's benefit as well. I know I'm not a perfect person, but I am happy to be an extraordinary person, whatever I am. So that's all. So I'll see you in next podcast. Till then, be happy wherever, whatever you are doing, whatever you want to do in your life. And one thing more, life is very, very short. So start loving it. Be happy. Always smile, because I know a smile is too hard to keep and to maintain it. But trust me, if you start loving the life that you are having currently, that will help you to come out of and go ideal place where you wish to go in future. Take care, my lovely audience, and even myself as well. See ya. Bye bye. Why I'm unable to express my feeling or my emotion, I still don't know. It's been a long, long time, and I have this particular regret in my life that I'm extremely shy or fearful about expressing my emotion. I don't know why. I think because I like to be very reserved. I want to keep everything secret to myself. It might be the case, but it should not happen, right? And after if not expressing my feeling, I feel very, very bad, extremely bad. Because obviously, if I love somebody, or if I care for someone, it's good to express. Because if you don't express that feeling, that emotion to those person or those surroundings, you won't be able to known for it. The world is more inclined towards knowing, getting to know things which makes sense to them. But I don't know why it is happening to me. I have been trying whether I should express my emotion, express my feeling, but over a period of time, I'm getting very, very reserved. I think because of my introvert in nature, I am very confident when it seems like I'm a professional, or whenever something happens, like professional one or formal. I'm very, very formal. I'm extremely professional in nature. But if something comes to as a personal level, at personal front,
I feel very shy. I don't know why. I sometimes feel it's not good, or I sometimes feel like it's okay. It should be reserved to me and myself, to the near person who is known to me. I literally don't know, but I need to work upon. I need to do some research about it. Whether I should be a little vocal about my emotion and feeling or not. So let's see how it works. But it will take time to open up my emotion or accept openly about whatever or whatever I really wish and whatever I really like about. Because sometimes I feel like, yeah, it's not my thing to express, because it's mine and it should be remain to mine. And it's good. Sometimes it's really, really good. I don't know whether what people will think and what other people do have thought about. Because I have seen people who is very expressive in nature. They express everything publicly. They accept it openly. And when I see myself, I understand the things, and I feel like, no, it's not comfortable to me. I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how it works, but I have heard from boys as well, from girls as well, that they like expressive people. They are more inclined towards expressing things in public domain, and it makes them happy, because obviously it is a social status somewhere. People do recognize you being you, whatever you are, and they that too because of your own emotions. But I don't know whether it is good or bad, but sometimes it happens. But whether it is good or bad, I literally don't know. But one thing is very skeptical about feeling is it's personal stuff. So if somebody is perfect or okay to share on public, that is totally acceptable. Or if somebody is not okay, or somebody is shy or shy in nature, that's also okay. I think I feel like that way, but I don't know about others. I don't have much idea and data, but yeah, basis on my own friend circle and basis on my own discovery, which I have been observing this since long now. That is why I'm talking about this emotion and feeling, and I'm very, very careful about it to recording this particular topic, because obviously it's too personal in nature and depends on person to person and case to case. Let's see at what time I would be able to accept my feeling in public, and I can express whatever I feel really about me and myself and my life to the public level. Let's see. I'm hoping for the best day. Let's see what happens. See you guys, and I hope this will add some value, or if you have anything related to this particular topic, you can share your own opinion about. Be safe and stay healthy. Be happy. Why I'm unable to express my feeling or my emotion, I still don't know. It's been a long, long time, and I have this particular regret in my life that I'm extremely shy or fearful about expressing my emotion. I don't know why. I think because I like to be very reserved, or I want to keep everything secret to myself. It might be the case, but it should not happen, right? And after if not expressing my feeling, I feel very, very bad, extremely bad. Because obviously, if like something, if I love something, if I love somebody, or if I care for someone, it's good to express. Because if you don't express that feeling, that emotion to those person or those surroundings, you won't be able to known for it. the world is more inclined towards knowing, getting to know things which makes sense to them. But I don't know why it is happening to me. I have been trying whether I should express my emotion, express my feeling, but over a period of time I'm getting very, very reserved. I think because of my introverted nature, I am very confident when it seems like I'm a professional, or whenever something happens, like professional one or formal. I'm very, very formal. I'm extremely professional in nature, but if something comes to as a personal level, at personal front, I feel very shy. I don't know why. I sometimes feel it's not good, or I sometimes feel like it's okay. It should be reserved to me and myself, to the near person who is known to me. I literally don't know, but I need to work upon. I need to do some research about it. Whether I should be a little vocal about my emotion and feeling or not. So let's see how it works, but it will take time to open up my emotion or accept openly about whatever, or whatever I really wish and whatever I really like about. Because sometimes I feel like, yeah, it's not my thing to express, because it's mine and it should be remain to mine. And it's good sometimes, it's really, really good. I don't know whether what people will think and what other people do have thought about, because I have seen people who is very expressive in nature. They express everything publicly, they accept it openly, and when I see myself, I understand the things, and I feel like, no, it's not comfortable to me. I'm uncomfortable. I don't know how it works, but I have heard from boys as well, from girls as well, that they like expressive people. They are more inclined towards expressing things in public domain, and it makes them happy, because obviously it is a social status somewhere. People do recognize you being you, whatever you are, and they, that too because of your own emotions. But I don't know whether it is good or bad, but sometimes it happens. But whether it is good or bad, I literally don't know. But one thing is very skeptical about feeling is, it's personal stuff. So if somebody is perfect or okay to share on public, that is totally acceptable. Or if somebody is not okay, or somebody is shy or shy in nature, that's also okay. I think I feel like that way. But I don't know about others. I don't have much idea and data. But yeah, basis on my own friend circle and basis on my own discovery, which I have observed, I have been observing this since long now. That is why I'm talking about this emotion and feeling. And I'm very, very careful about it, to recording this particular topic, because obviously it's too personal in nature and depends on person to person and case to case. Let's see at what time I would be able to accept my feeling in public, and I can express whatever I feel really about me and myself and my life to the public level. Let's see. I'm hoping for the best day. Let's see what happens. See you guys, and I hope this will add some value, or if you have anything related to this particular topic, you can share your own opinion about. Be safe and stay healthy. Be happy. Take care.
Hi everyone, it's 2:00, and again, I would like to share my own journey that I am on, and I believe it's a fantastic time for everyone, because now we know how to live in this situation. and the new hope, the ray of light is on the way in terms of vaccination and the vaccine. So hoping for the best. So rest of the world will be getting vaccine over a period of time, and we are actually struggling just to understand how it will work, and hoping for the best and brightest future in coming time as well. So why I'm recording and what I'll discuss today, I'll discuss about the process that I'm going through in meanwhile, especially in terms of discovery of my own self. And you'll get to know what kind of a mood or right momentum that you need to know or you need to have, so that you can plan your career, you can plan your life, or you can design your life rather. It's a story of one particular child who had a vision to aspire high. He traveled from a small village to a small small town. From a small town, he tried to reach a little bigger town for further studies. Over a period of time, he developed a habit of getting things done for his study. And from small to medium and medium to larger city, now he is living in cities, a bigger city, and I think capital city in his country. And now he has a dream to go world's best country, that is London. So since beginning, there is a habit of never settling down, always striving hard to get better in life and in terms of learning or getting all those skills that can make that guy or that small child for aspiring again further for his life. This story seems like a very normal, but if you understand, if I explain it to you, how it works and how it is happening. It is happening because of his consistency towards his success, towards his failure, or trying not to fail, or always try to get it done. And the habit of trying different thing, not settling down, or never say satisfied with one thing, that kept that particular child move ahead, and that pushes them try something different, always try. He failed several times. He tried just to fail, and there is a one quotation he always believe is, I want to be a master in failure, so that the failure will be my journey or my steps or stepping stone towards my success. And that guy honestly fail and take experience and again fail, and then over a period of time he succeed. And he has been doing this since childhood. That guy is none other than me, myself. My name is Tanveer Hassan. And I am on a vision or a words of discovering a new way of life that is my experience. I would keep sharing with these kind of stuff with you. I would love sharing this story, a small story or inspirational story. It's a real life story that can help somebody to get inspired and start from zero. And still, I don't believe to own everything, own a lot of things, but I just believe I'm enjoying the process. And when I realize this, that this process is, or journey is more beautiful than the destination or destiny, trust me, you will enjoy the every step you will take, or whatever your steps you will take, you will enjoy it. You will feel accomplished of taking that action, or getting up early in the morning and traveling a miles to reach miles to complete your education, sit for 2 hours and complete one assignment, spend 20 minutes or 1 hour, 2 hours or a whole day to do some research. This is something like passionate, fashion or passion. It should depends, right? It might depend. So this is the journey of that particular guy, a small village child, and trust me, he is still child. The child is inside his brain and in heart. That child says, let's do it, let's do it, let's keep moving ahead, keep moving forward. And that child is me. My name is Tanveer Hosan. You are listening Tanveer's podcast. Tanveer's podcast. I'll upgrading it over a period of time. I'm just thinking about to add some more real story in this podcast for you guys. It will help you. If you like it, if you really feel it's good, you can share, subscribe, and follow me on here in podcast in Spotify. You can follow me on Instagram. Instagram ID is Tanveer, TANWEER 2034, and you can follow me on LinkedIn as well, Tanveer Hosan 92. So this is all for today. We'll see you again in next podcast. Till then, take care, sabah khair, and good night.